Hi, my name's Rachel Jones and I manage the Pathfinder programme for young people with amazing talent, drive and potential, but who face barriers to their musical development. What do I mean by a barrier? Simply, it's something that stands in the way and makes it harder for children to progress. These barriers can be personal, such as those with poor mental or physical health or a lack of confidence or self-belief. But more often than not, these barriers are external, socio-cultural factors that limit their access to the same opportunities experienced by their peers. So why is learning about these barriers important? One thing has become increasingly clear. Unless we work to actively understand and tackle these barriers, we'll continue to see a less inclusive and diverse pool of students able to experience the wonderful lifelong benefits of learning, growing and exploring through music. When considering how to make an activity more inclusive and accessible, we first need to understand the personal circumstances of those attending and what barriers they may face to participation. It's no longer enough to simply say that everyone is welcome to participate. We must strive where possible to ensure that those who would like to take part are able to do so. These barriers may be financial, social, cultural, or even musical. Often, we believe that simply by making an activity free, we're ensuring that it's accessible. But consider the additional commitment involved, especially for a single parent, when attending an evening concert performance. Perhaps paying for some new or black concert dress or shoes, paying to travel to the venue, paying to park, for refreshments, for the babysitter to watch their other children, or even the loss of earnings from missing a shift. And that's before we've even considered the costs of the lessons, the instrument loan, the exams, the accompanists. Many of the families we work with don't have the home set up to support learning an instrument. They may live in a small apartment, or they might have younger children that make it impossible for their child to practice at home. They might also fear the potential of keeping an expensive instrument in the house. Some children may come from family backgrounds where music is a taboo subject. Sometimes parents might have religious reasons to dislike their child participating in music, or they may feel that it's a waste of time or not academic enough to focus on. Finally, some families simply have no idea about the world of music making and they need our guidance and support to navigate this new terrain. There may also be musical barriers to progress in traditional music making. Some students might have started their musical journey using a particular method like Suzuki or Kodai, and increasingly young people are learning online via YouTube or other apps. Many don't read traditional notation, or they can play to a high standard but they lack theoretical foundation. Additionally, they might be familiar with a certain genre of music, perhaps traditional folk, gospel, klezmer, bhangra. Location has an impact on a student's ability to access too. For example, if they live in a rural area without adequate transport links, they may struggle to stay or attend lessons, rehearsals, concerts after school. So what can we do? My biggest suggestion for ways to overcome these barriers is to begin by fostering a trusting and supportive relationship with your children and their families, to try and understand their personal circumstances and to be able to offer any help they might need to continue the musical journey. But some practical options might be offering travel bursaries or reimbursements for attendance at after-school activities, catering evening rehearsals, particularly for those on free school meals, recording performances for parents who are unable to attend, offering after-school practice sessions for students unable to play at home, asking students to bring songs from home for a listening session, involving the parents and children in designing the sessions themselves to make them work for them. Working to allow as many children as possible to take part is a significant step forward in supporting the future of music.